I will admit right off the top that I have never understood the fascination with uniforms. Then again, I've never understood the fascination with seeing oneself on an arena or stadium video board. But the uniform does go a long way in our establishing a connection to our favorite team and its players. In some cases, more. As comedian Jerry Seinfeld once observed while commenting on what free agency had done to sports, we end up rooting for the laundry. In other words, you root for the name on the front of the uniform, not the player's name on the back. It is every coach's fantasy, and every designer's, too. But I tend not to get bogged down in the details. Colors, yes, I am a color guy. Bright colors do not bother me. I like the clean lines they create. Having said that, one of the classic so-bad-it-was-good uniforms were those Technicolor numbers the Houston Astros wore in the early 1970s. I did like those original San Diego Padres unis, brown and yellow, made them look like Ray Kroc employees, which they were. But I'm also a traditionalist. As a Red Sox fan, I always love the red, white, and blue with the stirrup socks exposed. Vintage Carl Yastrzemski, 1967. Of course, that's probably because that was my first memory of baseball and the Red Sox. I had the good fortune of having high school colors that were orange and black, college colors orange and blue. I am proud to say that I am not afraid of orange. In fact, I like it a lot, even though I don't look especially good in it. One of those I never thought I would know this moments came during my TV days. The TV station had a clothing consultant, and one of the first things she did in consulting with me was to determine my season. I was one of the first men I knew who knew I was a winter. Dark hair, dark complexion, she told me I look good in dark jackets, white or bright blue shirts with a colorful tie. It's why I spent the majority of my clothing allowance on ties. Between that experience and my college girlfriend's color and light class she took as an art major, I developed at least a little understanding of how clothes look. And though I can tell you which uniforms I like and which I do not get all worked up about them. I don't care enough to buy them. Plus, I think anyone who is not playing the game or is not below age 25 looks silly in a uniform. And I can look silly on my own just fine, thank you. In fact, I look at uniforms the same way I look at team nicknames. I don't care. For instance, the big hue and cry about bringing back the Hornets name to Charlotte's basketball team. Really? You care more about the name of the team than whether they win or lose? Get a life. Same with uniforms. Who cares what they look like, as opposed to what the players inside them play like? I do not root for the laundry. I root for the players who wear it, if I like them. And that's a subject for another commentary. I'm Dave Gorin. We'll talk again soon.